5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $258 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man whose friends tell him he's like a barbed wire fence. He may be a little rusty, but he has a lot of good points. Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along with this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Interesting guest today. I ran on to him kind of accidentally because he didn't intend to become as popular as he did. But what happened was this gentleman is a rancher in Idaho. He also is a county commissioner, and he also had a hired hand that shot a wolf. And this county commissioner had to pay a fine of $750 for allowing the wolf to be shot. And he paid then his hired hand's fine of $750. That's the guy that shot the wolf. It happened back on May the 24th, and this wolf was running near their cows and calves. The government charged him with unlawful taking and transport of an endangered species, unlawful transport and failure to report the taking of an endangered species. Both men, get this, ladies and gentlemen, friends and neighbors, both men could have been fined up to $100,000 and gotten a year in jail. The U.S. attorney in Boise said the penalties were significantly lessened because of mitigating circumstances surrounding the shooting. So, the county commissioner there is visiting with us today via the telephone. Phil Davis, hi, it's good to have you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
Great to be there.
What really transpired here?
Well, it's not a real long story. I was coming home early that morning, and my hired man stopped me and said he'd seen this wolf earlier that morning. It was kind of a foggy morning and by his house, because his dogs noticed him going by and was barking. And so he'd noticed him in the area, and then later, just a little while later that morning in his pickup, he's driving by, and we had two yearling heifers that calved and some other heifers, and he heard a commotion out there and had a hunch it was probably this same wolf, and sure enough it was. And the wolf saw him and ran away from them and came out into this road and went up the fence, and so when he got out there he shot him.
Let the air out of him.
Yes. And so when I got home that morning and I was headed into the commissioner meeting, it was probably about 7:30 that morning, and he told me what had happened, and I said, well, sounds like we were justified in that, but he said the wolf was pretty close to the road, and I said, well, just move the wolf so that he's out of sight because we don't need a lot of spectators and involvement in this, and I said, I'll deal with it later because I knew I had some time. And so he moved the wolf, so it was out of sight. And I hate to admit that we got really busy the next morning and forgot to call and report the taking on the wolf. And so it just happened that day that the Nez Perce tribe, which is managing the wolf, flew and noticed a mortality signal on the collar. They get a different beep. And that afternoon came by and said there was a dead wolf and we needed to go look at it. And I go, uh-oh, and I forgot. And we went and found it. And I guess the rest is history.
You know, if that wolf had have been in a real hot fire, that collar wouldn't have worked, would it?
No, I suppose not.
See, I'd tell my listeners, listen, this whole thing is ridiculous. You got to, we used to say, shoot, shovel, and shut up. But shoveling isn't going to be that collar will still work if you shovel. But
that's correct.
This thing is so ridiculous. Now, I have a story here that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says a Mexican gray wolf has been killed and removed from the wild. Trappers had been trying to capture the wolf since March, but the rough terrain and the wolf's erratic movements made it too difficult. The agency said in June authorized a lethal taking because the wolf had been preying on cattle. The wolf was lethally removed in an area in Arizona Monday, making the second lethal taking the Mexican wolf introduction program. Dale Hall says lethal take is the last choice for removing wolves. He said the loss of any individual animal could contribute to the recovery of a threatened species can't be taken lightly. Now, Phil, you're just an American citizen. You're just a landowner. You're just a cattleman, so you don't have any rights. You know, you shouldn't even have a gun. Only the king and his court can go out there and lethally remove a wolf.
Well, in Idaho, if you're on private ground and you can prove that the wolf had done damage to the animal, it is legal here to take these, because this is an experimental population. So it's a little bit different than a native wolf, and we'll probably get into that later, because there's a definite difference there in the Fish and Wildlife Service's mind.
You know, I got a kick out of the way this article's written. It's the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says a Mexican gray wolf has been killed and removed from the wild. They didn't have to remove him once they killed him.
No, they didn't.
Well, go ahead with your story. You said that there were native wolves there?
Well, there were native wolves in Idaho. In fact, I have an acquaintance that got in trouble because he was in possession of one time and got a significant fine. And the Fish and Wildlife Service acknowledged that there were native wolves in Idaho before they introduced the Canadian gray wolf into Idaho, which in my mind was a violation of the Endangered Species Act, because the Canadian gray wolf is a much larger wolf and a lot tougher, meaner animal than the native Idaho wolf. And consequently, what were the native wolves that were here are now truly are extinct because of the introduction of the Canadian gray wolf.
Phil, hang on. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition, and our number is 1-800-973-3779.
The Derry Brownfield Show.
It's easier said than done. Buying American-made products these days can be a difficult task. In his book, How Americans Can Buy American, Roger Simmermaker defines what the term buying American really means. It's not as easy as looking for the Made in the USA label. How Americans Can Buy American lists over 16,000 American and foreign-made products and services in an easy-to-use format designed to help you make better informed purchases. Simmermaker says that if every American would just change three simple buying habits from foreign to American, the positive impact on the U.S. economy would be nothing short of enormous. To put the book, How Americans Can Buy American, in your mailbox, send a $28 check, cash, or money order to Buy American, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri 65023. For credit card orders, call toll-free 1-800-201-7892, extension 23.
Are you losing your hair? Here's Dr. Mark Goodman, board-certified dermatologist, to answer your questions about hair loss and Avacor.
I'm 30 years old, and I've been losing my hair for about 6 months. I know it's not growing back.
Okay, first you need to stop your hair from falling out. and you have to stimulate new hair growth. Abacord does both, and it makes your hair visibly thicker with the first application. It's important to start as soon as possible.
My hair is thinning, and I keep finding more and more hair on my brush. What can I do?
Many women suffer from hair loss. Abacord has a new FDA-approved formulation just for women. I recommend you start it as soon as you notice hair loss. I know you'll be very satisfied with the results.
Abacor will visibly thicken your hair with the very first application. Call 800-437-4134. That's 800-437-4134. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-437-4134. 800-437-4134.
We are in a battle. Our freedom is at stake, and more importantly, the freedom of our children, grandchildren, and future generations are at stake. Fighting the good fight seems futile at times, but there's one thing you can do to turn the tide. By supporting the Paragon Foundation, you support individuals committed to fighting the elements in our country that want to take away your private property rights and your right to work and live where you choose. The Paragon Foundation provides financial support to individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and exchange of ideas that offset the prevailing force in our society that is attempting to destroy our constitutional freedoms. The Paragon Foundation carefully scrutinizes every request for financial support to ensure that mission statement is fulfilled. All donations are tax deductible. Administrative costs are kept as low as possible so you know that your donations make a difference. So do make a difference today. Support the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 877-847-3443. And we have returned visiting today with Phil Davis. He's a rancher in Idaho. He is also county commissioner there. And got in a little ruckus there with the Fish and Wildlife Service over a wolf. Going into the commercial break, Phil, you were talking about the difference between Canadian wolves and the old wolves that had always been in Idaho and were still there, by the way.
They were still here until they introduced the gray wolf, yes.
What, the gray wolf just run them out of the country or killed them or what?
Well, yeah, the Canadian gray wolf's a much larger animal. And there weren't a lot of native Idaho wolves left around here, but there were some, and they weren't causing any problem, and they were protected.
By no problem, you mean they did not bother livestock?
I'm not going to say they didn't, but I'm going to say they weren't a problem like there. We've got over 600 Canadian gray wolves in Idaho now, and they have been a terrible problem. The people east of us over in Challis, Salmon, that country, they've got gray wolves in their cabin sheds in the spring. They're just a huge problem. We've paid out a significant amount of money on top of what the Defenders of Wildlife have paid for depredating on livestock.
Who is we?
Well, our delegation got some money, and I can't say that I know exactly where it came from. I think Fish and Wildlife Service, to pay for depredations that were not confirmed. Now, Defenders of Wildlife, when they were introducing these wolves, said, we will pay for confirmed depredation on livestock and we'll pay half on a probable.
Yeah, but to confirm one, you almost have to have the thing on video.
Right. It's very difficult. The Animal Damage Control, or let me think of the name. It's the government trapper anyway.
Okay.
Wildlife Services comes on when they're requested, when you think you've had a depredation, they come and investigate it, and they check for tracks, and they check for how the animal was taken down and how it was killed, and they check the teeth marks, and they're fairly adept at confirming a kill if it was a wolf, but it has to be 100% positive before they will confirm it.
Well, you said if it was a wolf. I thought these wolves mainly hunted in packs and they would consume what they killed, right?
On a calf, I've seen them consume the calf, and the only thing that's left is a little bit of the skull. They consume the hide, the bones, and all on a calf. On a yearling, they don't always consume the whole thing, and sometimes you can confirm it on a yearling, but on a calf, typically there's so much gone that it's hard to confirm unless you can do it with tracks, but then typically they'll say, well, it could have been killed by a coyote and a wolf came along and finished it off, so we can't confirm it. So, yeah, it's pretty much impossible a lot of the time to confirm that it was a wolf.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Our number is 1-800-973-3779, and you're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Jerry Brownfield Show.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $258 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Introducing the best air purifier in the world, the Aeronizer Air Purifier is not a filter, and there are no messy plates to clean or replace. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen from the air that you're breathing. There are no moving parts, and it's ideal for odors and allergies. It works for just pennies a day with 24-hour, 7-day-a-week continuous action. Made of the finest materials, it has a 2-year warranty on all parts and labor, and the Aeronizer kills bacteria and mold. It works in the way that nature does, in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Cooking odors are gone in seconds, and pet odors are removed before they become annoying to your friends and family. Cigarette and cigar odors are no problem for this purifier. It leaves the air fresh and clean. For more information about the Aeronizer, call toll-free and tell them you heard about it on Genesis.
The toll-free number to call is 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Interrupted there with a commercial break, but we were talking about the way the wolves eat or kill and then consume these different classes of livestock, that they can totally consume a calf, a yearling. They'll leave part of it. I was under the impression also that these wolves were kind of like a pack of dogs, that they just like to run cattle just for the sake of running cattle.
Well, I haven't seen a lot of that. I've seen them herd our cattle around a little bit when they were trying to sort off an animal, and then without a doubt to kill, and then we spooked them off.
But now, would that be a pack or just an individual or two?
This was three wolves in one pack.
Okay, go ahead.
So I haven't seen them do like a pack. I've never seen them get a thrill out of chasing cattle like dogs do. You know, dogs will get a habit of chasing deer and cattle and that, and we've had domestic dog problems before, but now the wolf is more inclined to just kill them.
Okay.
If they get the opportunity.
You mentioned that There was a wolf plan for Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming.
Uh-huh.
But whatever happened to that?
Well, that's the 10J rule that was planned with the introduction. Actually, it was amended more recently that said if Idaho, Montana, Wyoming came up with a management plan, once they reached a certain number of wolves, which they felt was a sustainable number, and the three states came up with a plan, then it would fall under state management after that instead of being under the Fish and Wildlife Service, and the rules would change. Idaho and Montana have the plan put together and has been approved by the Fish and Wildlife Service, but Wyoming has chose not to create a plan because they feel, and I'm tending to agree with them, that this violated the Endangered Species Act We should not have these Canadian gray wolves introduced into the United States, and certainly not in these three states. And so they are not creating a plan. They're rather going to court saying that this was a violation of the Endangered Species Act and other things, and they're not going to create a plan, and they want the wolves removed. And I tend to agree with Wyoming.
You know, you say we want the wolves removed, and it amazes me. Now, I know these supposedly Mexican red wolves, which are really not wolves at all. They're a cross between a coyote and a wolf, apparently. And they're all inbred, you know. They hatched out of one female that they got out of Durango, Mexico. And she was a domestic wolf at the time. But anyway, in captivity. But anyway, they turn these things loose, and then when they cause trouble, they catch them. How do they catch these blooming things?
Well, here, I've seen them catch them, some with a helicopter and a dart.
Really?
If we're going to catch them alive.
See, you couldn't do that in Missouri. I will assure you, there's too much brush out here.
Uh-huh. Some of these that they capture, well, the first time, which was about 7 years ago when we had our first wolf kill, they introduced them in Salmon, which is about 100 miles east of us here. That's where they turned them loose in the dead of winter, and one wolf came over and wound up here the next spring. As soon as we brought our cows and calves in, why, he didn't hesitate to kill two calves there right off the bat, two mornings in a row. So we called Wildlife Services and had them come out, and was going to trap it in a trap, you know, they baited a trap. And he said, we have to check this constantly, and he gave me this cage, and he said, we get that wolf in a trap. He said it was up to me to get a noose around this wolf's neck and get him in the trap and get the door shut alive. And I kind of looked at him like, do I really look that stupid? Because somehow I'm going to have to get the noose off and the door closed before the wolf come out. So I haven't seen it done, but I'm just telling you that was what they told me we were going to do. Because we didn't catch the wolf. He wound up about 8-10 miles on in another valley just east of us. And he got in the trap and wound up in a creek on this trap that's not staked out. They put a treble hook on
it. Right. They let him drag an anchor, don't they?
Yeah. Well, he got it in the creek and drowned.
That's a good deal.
Well, yeah. Yeah, it turned out all right. So we never did have the opportunity to
see how they do that, huh?
Yeah, I was kind of anxious to watch it from about 100 yards away.
Well, you know, we have all kinds of wildlife problems. We winter our cows on cottonseed and salt, put a little shell, a little ground corn in it, and raccoons will get in those feeders, and they'll throw out a pickup load of feed in one night. Mm-hmm. They just like to play in there. Just like kids in a sandbox.
Sure.
And I keep these little, I call them catch 'em alive traps. You put a sardine in the back of the trap, and they're easy to catch. They go right in. Okay, so I thought, well, you know, I can get rid of coyotes the same way. And I have some traps built that are big enough. They're big enough for anything that walks the face of the earth to go in there. I mean, I could catch a cougar in these things if there was one handy. And I've never caught a coyote. They won't go in those traps. I don't care what you bait them with. They will not go in. I even tried putting a live chicken in there thinking that they would go in. So I don't know how they get those wolves to ever go in a live trap. They're smarter, I think, than that. And I catch lots of dogs and cats, but coyotes just don't even appear to... Hey, the music is playing, and that means we're going to take another break.
Okay.
Stand by.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT-60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Introducing the best air purifier in the world, the Aeronizer. Air purifier is not a filter, and there are no messy plates to clean or replace. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen from the air that you're breathing. There are no moving parts, and it's ideal for odors and allergies. It works for just pennies a day with 24-hour, 7-day-a-week continuous action. Made of the finest materials, it has a 2-year warranty on all parts and labor. And the Aeronizer kills bacteria and mold. It works in the way that nature does, and cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Cooking odors are gone in seconds, and pet odors are removed before they become annoying to your friends and family. Cigarette and cigar odors are no problem for this purifier. It leaves the air fresh and clean. For more information about the Aeronizer, call toll-free and tell them you heard about it on Genesis.
The toll-free number to call is 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
4:43. This is the Jerry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, the man who says 43% of all statistics are worthless, Jerry Brownfield.
And we're back. We're visiting today with Phil Davis. Phil is a rancher and a county commissioner in Idaho. And, Phil, I would like to take a little bit of time here and talk about some of these federal laws that are going to be passed upon us because this National Heritage Partnership Act, Senate Bill 2543, is being voted upon today in the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee. But I received an email yesterday, and it goes like this, and it's self-explanatory. Dear Derry, on today's show, that was yesterday's show, you and G.B. Oliver spoke about National Heritage Areas and the fact that they are World Heritage Areas with a new name. The setting up of National Heritage Areas is well underway. The federal government is sending someone around the country giving seminars on how to set up a National Heritage Area. And get this, state heritage areas. We recently received a notice that there will be a 3-day seminar to be held in Phoenix to teach people how to set up national heritage areas. One of the 3 days is to be devoted to setting up state heritage areas. That seminar is open only to elected officials. We are sending 2 people to the open seminar. They are also trying to make arrangements for a city councilman to attend the closed sessions. I will keep you and GB informed, and this comes from Yuma, Arizona. Now, this is happening, yet the bill hasn't even gotten out of the Senate committee. This is the way these people think, Phil.
Yeah, I agree. We visited a little earlier. It sounds like CARE to me, which was, I think it had some revenue from offshore drilling, and basically it was simply to put more ownership of land under the federal government. And Senator Craig opposed it adamantly. That's our senator from Idaho opposed it. And, of course, we oppose it here where I live as well. We are already our county is 86% public lands now, federal lands, plus 6% state lands. So we are 92% public already. We certainly don't need any more public land.
So there isn't much needed land there in Idaho.
Well, Idaho itself is about 60% public. But our county's 92%.
Oh, your county, you're saying, yes.
Our county's 92% public, yes. The state's 60% public.
Do you know what greenlining is?
No.
Well, I'd never really heard it called that. But the federal government puts a circle around whatever areas they want to control. And then over the time, they fill this circle with either federal zoning, local zoning, federal funds where they put the carrot out in front of the county commissioners to get them to go into a watershed project, watershed projects, endangered species enforcement, wetland enforcement, close the roads. There's all sorts of ways that they can take that land.
Oh, absolutely. We authored a bill that went through the National Association of Counties that said no net increase in public lands in any county that's over, I don't remember if it was 25 or 50% that's already public. We wanted no net increase. And it got a lot of voice, but we didn't get anywhere with it. It didn't get passed. We didn't get any bill through Congress to that effect. But there's a lot of counties and states that are concerned that we don't need any more federal government, and that's what this... It started out CARA and then went to CARA Lite, and now I guess it's this Heritage, but typically it's people that are exactly what you said, throwing a carrot out in front of some local elected officials, giving them some money, and so they'll go along with some more public land acquisition by the federal government.
Does your county accept any of this money?
We have not, no.
Wonderful. The fact that you're on the committee probably has something to do with that.
Well, we're all three pretty like-minded as far as public lands. One question we have is who is the public? Because when these Forest Service reservations were taken up, Gifford Pinchot, which was the first chief of the forest when it was time to sell it to the legislature, said that this was for the benefit of the local communities. He even went so far as to say that any community or county which held a national forest would be better off than one which does not. And that was the way it was sold to the Congress back in the 1906, I believe. It was right in there. And certainly hasn't held true. So, you know, public lands has been sold to a lot of people as if it's a very beneficial thing, and I'm here to tell you it's not. Mostly it's a drain on the local people and the private property because a big share of our law enforcement takes place on public lands. Our prosecutor even made a statement one time that over 50% of the lewd and lascivious cases he prosecutes is on public lands, which we get no tax from. And so the burden to prosecute and incarcerate or whatever the outcome is all bore by the public landowner or private landowner.
I have a news release here that just crossed my desk this morning. It's from the American Land Rights Association, the National Inholders Association. You're probably an inholder, are you not?
Yes, and I belong to Mr. Cushman's organization.
Oh, do you really? Well, did you see this? Did you see this new CARA bill introduced, Action Needed Now, and he calls it the Americans Outdoor Act, S-2590. Then he goes on to say that he calls it the Get Out of Rural America Act. Then there's another House Resolution 4100, and it's a giant $57 billion trust fund that I didn't say million, I said billion dollar. A $57 billion trust fund that gives the federal and state land buying agencies over $3 billion a year automatically. They don't have to go through with appropriations to get it. S-2590, and that's what we were talking about a minute ago, is the Heritage thing is a smaller bill that's in its final form is going to look like House Bill H.R. 4100, which is a $57 billion bill, but right now has no federal side land acquisition. This is going to ultimately include massive land acquisitions. They believe the two bills will be merged into one, with one huge federal land acquisition, H.R. 4100, taking over the smaller bill.
Mm-hmm. That's all Sons of Kara, which was attempted earlier. It was attempted 2 or 3 years ago.
Well, actually, they did get part of that bill passed, if I remember right, the Kara bill.
Well, I didn't think so, but you could be right.
Well, if Wanda's listening, maybe she can tell us. But I was just pretty sure Kara was defeated. And then they came back with something else.
Which was Kara Light.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, here's some of the things that the Land Rights Association have come up with. They say extremists are going to gain $60 million a year to train an army of investigators who will trespass on your land and locate and police endangered species. And, you know, we're seeing that right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're even working through schools. They call them these stream team. And they get these kids in school to go out and come on your property. And, of course, you know, you're not going to tell a high school kid, no, you can't do that because it's your science project. Well, you better be telling them that because they're going to be looking for endangered species and this sort of thing. He goes on to say that all lands with endangered species are going to be targets of land acquisition. The fund will... This is going to fund the new UN, United Nations Biosphere Reserve, and the UN World Heritage Sites, which they've dropped the UN thing out of this thing, and now they call it national. But anyway, much of the money's to go to the Nature Conservancy, and so it goes.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, they can disguise it however they want, but their goal's always the same. Have you ever looked into the Wildlands Project?
Oh, have I looked into the Wildlands Project? Amen.
Yeah, well, that's the end result of all these bills that are being passed, Kara or Kara Light or the Heritage or whatever. That's the goal.
And, you know, I don't know whether people really don't know. I was visiting with a gentleman just the other day. He was the director of the Missouri Wildlife Federation for many, many years. He is really a greenie on this thing. And he was asking me, he doesn't agree with the things that I say. And he said, you keep talking about this Wildlands Project. I said, you mean you, of all people, don't know? No, he'd never heard of it. Well, I can't believe that these people that are involved, but maybe they keep this information away from the people that are supposedly think they're doing a good job.
Well,
I don't know how they can keep the information away from it. If they'll just listen to the radio, they'll know what's going on.
Most of these organizations were right-minded when they started. I mean, sure, we had some environmental problems that needed fixed. And most people supported that. But the goals have changed from just cleaning up the environment and taking care of where we live. Now it's, in fact, I can't think of his name, but the guy that was the founder of Greenpeace is even not a member anymore and opposes the efforts that they've made recently.
Hey, let's take a break.
This is the Jerry Brownfield Show.
If, in the opinion of the people, the distribution or modification of the constitutional powers be in any particular wrong, let it be corrected by an amendment in the way which the Constitution designates. But let there be no change by usurpation, for though this, in one instance, may be the instrument of good, it is the customary weapon by which free governments are destroyed. Joseph Farah, editor and founder of WorldNetDaily.com, says that's exactly what we're seeing today, our government and our country being destroyed. In his new book, Taking America Back, Joseph Joseph Farah says it's time to celebrate virtue and knowledge again. Time to wake up your neighbors so they can once again smell the sweet aroma of freedom and choose the kind of country in which we want to live. To get your copy of Taking America Back by Joseph Farah, send $24, check cash or money order to Taking America Back, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. For credit card orders, call toll-free 1-800-201-7892, extension 23.
This is Mary Lou Retton. Lifeline Communications now gives you two ways to save money on your long-distance bill. You can choose either Lifeline low-rate long-distance or Lifeline's unlimited long-distance. With Lifeline low-rate long-distance, you get Lifeline's lowest rate ever, 6.9 cents per minute. That's lower than AT&T, MCI, or Sprint. There's no monthly fee, and you're billed in six-second increments. Then there's Lifeline Unlimited. With Lifeline Unlimited, you can make as many long-distance calls as you want. Lifeline Unlimited also replaces your local phone company, and you also get 10 of your favorite calling features, like caller ID and call waiting. But the best part about Lifeline Unlimited is that it costs as little as $49.95 a month. And don't forget that a portion of your payments to Lifeline will be donated to any Christian organization of your choice.
Call 1-800-311-2648. Taxes, fees, and surcharges not included. Terms and conditions apply. Zetel is the telecommunications provider of Lifeline Unlimited.
Derry Brownfield here. You know it's a fact that our founding forefathers continually acknowledged the Creator God in the shaping and preservation of our nation. I want you and your friends, your family, and your church family to see a very important video presentation called Nation Adrift. It's important to see because it will illustrate how the forces of humanism have attacked America's foundation of faith. This is an excellent source for anyone who wants to know the truth about our nation's rich history and heritage. Nation Adrift should be shown in every classroom in America, so buy one for your local school library and donate it as a gift. Nation Adrift will show you how God's hand of providence guided our forefathers as they forged the greatest and most prosperous nation in history. To order Nation Adrift, just send $24, check, cash, or money order to Nation Adrift, Post Office Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. For credit card orders, call toll-free 1-800-201-7892, extension 23. Back. Phil, during the commercial break, Jeff did a little checking for us. He said one of the founders of Greenpeace was Dr. Patrick Moore, who now rejects the whole idea. But I don't believe that's who was the founder we're thinking of.
That doesn't seem like the right name.
No, it doesn't. But these people, this is not what they had intended. And, you know, it's just like the Endangered Species Act. If you ask the congressmen or the senators that voted for that Endangered Species Act, they had no idea of what some of these endangered species were going to do and the problems that they were going to cause. See, this whole thing is set up based upon, and you mentioned the Wildlands Project a while ago, it all goes back to Agenda 21, which is part of the Biodiversity Treaty. And, boy, it is difficult to get people to understand what's taking place and believe it, that this is all a plan that has been set up over many, many years, and it's just now coming to be fulfilled.
Well, yeah, these are altogether different goals than, like, the forest reserves when they were taken up, and, of course, the Taylor Grazing Act with the BLM. You know, those were resources that hadn't been adjudicated to the private landowners yet, and they were a way of managing the resource for sure with the BLM until it was sold off, because that was the BLM's goal. And then, of course, when they did away with the
I have that problem also. Don't worry about it.
Well, you know, the BLM, if you got on the ground, you irrigated and you managed it, you could take title to it later.
Okay, course, it was sort of like a homesteader's act. You had to prove it up.
You had to prove it up.
Right.
And of course that all ended in 1976. And then the BLM was no longer disposing of property like it had been in the past before that. But those were altogether different issues than what we're talking about now with trying to acquire all this new public land with a different agenda. in my mind.
And you know, it's not just on public land. There's things going on that, to me, are really frightening. I see here where John Ashcroft, our attorney general, and a good Missouri boy once upon a time, was in Tampa Bay, Florida. And he, let me see who he was speaking to. I don't know who he was speaking to. A meeting of law enforcement officers. And he wanted to tell them that we need to advance this Patriot Act, that the police need more freedom to stop and search, that he's seeking from Congress the authority to allow judges to impose the death penalty for those convicted of terrorist activities that do not have death penalty specification. Well, what is a terrorist activity? I mean, is an anti-abortion demonstration a terrorist activity? Are members of an environmental group protesting? Is that a terrorist activity? You know, I mean, this stuff to me is scary.
Yeah.
Let's take a break. This will be the final break of the hour. When we come back, we'll be in the home stretch.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Terry Brownfield here to tell you about the world's finest air purifier. It's called the Aeronizer. There is no other product on the market today that equals the power and performance of the Aeronizer. What the Aeronizer does is kills viruses and bacteria in the air and on surfaces in your home. It kills influenza viruses, powerful enough to kill airborne anthrax spores. Mold, mildew, and fungus problems are a thing of the past. Cooking, pet, and smoke odors are gone. It'll remove dust, pollen, dander, and other allergens from the air. It oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. There's nothing else to buy with these air purifiers. No plates to clean or filters to replace. We have units for the home, office, even for industrial and agricultural applications. You need to call us today at 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or go to the website aranair.us. Bush economics, Kerry economics, what's the difference really? Well, here's the key issue. Today we're in the early stages of a historic flight out of paper and into tangible assets. It began in 2000 based on our massive debt and deficits, and now economists aren't sure that any politician can stop it without lowering our standard of living. But Swiss America and I agree on this. The time has come to raise the standard of living by owning debt-free and inflation-proof assets like gold coins. Find out how easy it is to move onto a personal gold standard, no matter who's elected in November. Just call now, 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUYCOIN, and ask for the annual report, a tribute to Reaganomics, a return to the gold standard. It's free. Just call 1-800-289-2646 or 1-800-BUYCOIN. And we have returned. As I mentioned earlier, we're in the home stretch here. Phil, is there any chance you're going to be going to Reno next week to the Freedom 21 conference?
No, this is our busy season, and I'm probably not going to make that one.
All right, but for whatever it's worth, are you familiar with it?
A little bit.
Okay, I'll be there. We're going to be broadcasting from there July 21, 2, 3. And that'll be next Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I almost said in the 24th. The conference runs on through Saturday, but I doubt seriously if I make the last day of that, because I plan on being back where I can visit with our friends Jeff and Beth on Monday or maybe Tuesday. It takes a day to rest up usually when you get back. Not to rest up, but to kind of catch up on things that you should have done before you left. Anyway, do you have sage grouse in Idaho, Phil?
Yes, we do.
You do have?
Mm-hmm. The new spotted owl.
You knew all about that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if every county commissioner was just as well-versed as you are, we wouldn't have any problems in this country at all. Because county commissioners can control what goes on.
Well, I keep hearing that, but I'll tell you, we're in a constant battle with the federal government to try and exert our authority as much as we can, and they keep pushing back about as hard as they can.
Right, but do you have the sheriff on your side?
We absolutely do. We've got a great sheriff. In fact, he was instrumental in pointing out the fact that the LEOs, which is...
Yeah, that's something, the LEOs, that comes up just recently. We've just started calling them LEOs. That's law enforcement
officers.
Okay.
Yeah. And our sheriff pointed out that they had not passed POST, which is police officers training, in Idaho, and so they had no authority to enforce any Idaho laws, which pretty much took the wind out of the sails of the LEOs for the Forest Service in this area, because they can only enforce federal law, which there isn't very many federal laws that have much to do with the public unless you're violating a resource. And so, yes, our sheriff's very much in agreement with us that he's the premier law enforcement officer in the county, and if anybody, whether it's Forest Service or Fish and Wildlife or any other federal agency, had better check in with him when they come into our county.
That is great.
Yes, it's great, and it's the way it should be, because you need his authority to protect you, and I hate to say it from the federal government, but in the case of the Forest Service, the supervisor of the law enforcement officials is not even in Idaho, it's not even in Ogden, Utah, where it's the region headquarters, it's in Washington, D.C., so if you have an issue with a law enforcement officer from the federal government, typically you've got no one even in your own state to talk to.
And so many of these... Let me ask you another question. Does your sheriff have a memorandum of understanding with any of these feds? Have they taken any money to buy a police car, radios, and all this garbage that they give them to get them to do what the feds want them to do?
Yes, we've taken some money from the federal government for county law enforcement, but we haven't sold anything to get it.
Like
our rights, exactly.
How do you keep from selling your rights once you take it? Because it's my understanding, once you sign a memorandum of cooperation or whatever it is, have you signed those things?
No, we just take the money.
It'd be so great if the rest of our counties understood really how to handle the feds. You know, and I don't have time. I'm looking at the clock, and we are just about out of time. Phil, it has been a pleasure having you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition. I wish you were going to Reno next week. We'd get to know each other a little better, perhaps. In the meantime, hey, if you shoot another wolf, for gosh sakes, have a bonfire. 10 gallons of diesel fuel will take care of that chip or collar or whatever he's wearing. Anyhow, it's time for me to say, Phil, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the goods you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails.
From the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100. 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can.